transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
For your good, every time. But you got to learn to trust Him. You got to learn to stay with the sound. At Jericho, I want you to see this. Don't be ashamed of the sound. You be ashamed of Him, He said, I'll be ashamed of you. Before my Father and before the angels. Angels hearken to the voice of His word. Stop being ashamed. Let me interject this word. Stop being shy. Stop being shy. Stop being ashamed. Same thing. It's time for the lions to roar. The devil's making a whole lot of noise. It's time for us to make our noise, to release our sound. Rahab had hidden two spies, remember? They came into Jericho to spy Jericho out. And the king heard about it, and Rahab hid them under some stalks of something and sent out the king and his men one way and held them there for a while and then said, go this way. They won't be able to catch you. And they said, what will we do? What can we do? He said, well, when you come to take the city, spare me and my house. He said, well, put this scarlet thread in your window. And when we come, anyone under your roof shall be spared. I'm sure she went and got everybody. That old drunk uncle, that, you know, all of them. Get them under the roof. But here's what I want you to see. Her house was on the wall. But the walls, when they shouted, came down. Wall. But I'm of this persuasion. There was one portion of the wall that didn't come down. And they were housing Rahab and her family. Remember, she had to let them down from the wall, out a window. That wall, that part of the wall didn't come down. How many know God don't make no mistakes? It's not like, you know, friendly fire, you know, just everything gets destroyed. No, God is very precise, very accurate. That's one part of the wall. And then Rahab became part of the lineage, the genealogy. Isn't that amazing? But release that sound. I want to show you some things here quickly to that you run into along your pathway, I'm going to say, to your greatness. Zion is calling you higher. You're going to encounter some things along the way. Amen? Tell somebody you're going to have to deal with them. Amen. You have to deal with it. First of all, right where you are, what God has done in your life up until this very moment in time, treasure what you have received. Amen. Stop being so dissatisfied. Well, I ain't got that new car yet. I ain't got this yet. I don't have that yet. My healing hasn't fully manifested yet. Well, you was about dead a week ago. You can't tell me something God hasn't done for you. I'm talking about many things God has done for you. Why are you dwelling on what you don't have or what has not manifested yet? Yet God has promised you. Which do you believe? We believe the report of the Lord. Is that right? So the first thing along the way, you got to learn to treasure what you have received. Stop accentuating the negative. I ain't get them new shoes I wanted yet. Well, the shoes you got on ain't got no holes in them. I mean, simply put. We go on, there's a whole list of stuff that people just, they pine away about. Treasure. Where did God bring you from? What about when you had that habit you couldn't break? Ah, what about that habit you couldn't break that was about to take you out? And God miraculously stepped in and set your behind free. What about that? Why don't you think on these things? What about that time you almost died? You could have been killed. They meant to kill you, but God spared you. What about that time? What about that time you almost lost your mind? Come on, think on these things. Treasure what you have received. If nothing else, God saved you. Gave you a ticket to ride. Tell somebody, hell is not my home. I don't want that to sound lightly. If not, no. I mean, that's the major thing right there. Amen. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. When you can't think about nothing else, think about that. But value and appreciate the treasure you have received. Don't let it become contaminated. Sometimes you don't need to tell your dream to certain ones. You all excited about it, you go tell them, and then all of a sudden they start speaking stuff that starts to call you into question. You start wondering, you walk away from that conversation heavy and down, and you was a dreamer, now it's a nightmare. I think maybe I better leave that alone then. I don't know. Huh? That's what Joseph's brother did to him. He had a dream, but they made it a nightmare. Don't let people make your dream a nightmare. Don't allow what you carry and value to be contaminated. Certain things, don't listen to them. Amen. I said certain things, even certain people sometimes, don't listen. I'm sorry, sir. Hold everything, Mr. Doctor. I'm sorry. I understand you are practicing. And you've been good to me now through the years, but I don't accept this report that you've given me. And what you're telling me now, I'm going to do what I need to do. But you know what? God is my healer. And I'm not just going out like this. And you're not taking this from me. And no. God is on the throne. He's the one that heals me. Amen. Why do you got to release that frequency. It is finished. You got to release this. So tell somebody, value. And appreciate the treasure in you. Now, once you start to really value it, now starts the process of developing it. Don't just have it and, you know, get familiar with it and use it any kind of way and just think of it any kind of way. No, begin to develop it until you truly lay hold on it, on your value. Some of us still, sadly, don't know who we are. Amen. You're anointed of God. You're blessed of God. God is going to use you mightily. But you don't even think anything of yourself. You think to think that you are what God says you are is to be proud. That's what some people think. They don't want to be proud. So they have this false humility. It's false. Tell somebody right now, I am who God says that I am. Sorry if you don't like it. Amen. Sometimes people compromise because they're afraid of what people will say or how people will perceive them or afraid of being alone. Not in the inner circle, not in the in crowd, not invited. Well, get used to not being invited. Get used to being sometimes a loner. Amen. When you're alone, that's when you're least alone. Because God is all up in there. He'll be a friend that sticks closer than any brother. He'll comfort you where others can't comfort you. He'll talk to you right. Amen. Value. And then don't allow people to contaminate it. You know, people have this way of doing stuff. I ran into somebody like this the other day. But they have this way of saying things that are positive to you, but is negative. Amen. Yeah, let me just use Elder for a minute. Like they come and shake your hand and look at you. Hey, you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. What you looking at me like that for? Well, you don't think I'm all right or something? You know, you're trying to get an upper hand or something. I don't know. You all right? You see something? What? You run into anybody like that? Yeah. What they? No, I'm all right. You all right? You don't look so good. Develop stuff. Study it. Develop. Get understanding of who you are. What you carry. So you can place the proper value on it. When others don't seem to value. When others get familiar. Or don't respect you or honor you. You can be called to a high place. When you go home, don't nobody care? Yeah, you're the president of the country, not in your house. Hey, please pick up your socks, Mr. President. Some of y'all brothers know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah, they were just, you know, Hosanna, Hosanna. You get home. Hey, you mind taking the garbage out? It's been sitting there a while. Don't you know that I just raised it to dead? It don't matter. That's good for you too. But develop what you carry, that treasure you have, until it gets bigger in you. Until you can hold on to it, till you know. And it's not prideful. You just know. You have to know. Because the devil wants to stop you from knowing or stop you from believing or stop you from speaking. I have a little drawing. I forget where I drew it from, but it's a mirror. And it's a little kitten sitting in front of the mirror. But the reflection coming off the mirror is a lion. That little kitten see himself as a lion. Amen. Amen. There's a lion in you. I'm going to give you a couple more of these, then we're going to close. Now, here's a big one. Number three, don't allow other spirits, listen to me, to move in and out of you. Amen. Only you know what spirits pass through you. Mm-hmm. Only you know spirits that you entertain.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.restlifefl.com. That's www.restlifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
There is nothing more powerful than the blood of Jesus. That blood that heals us, the blood that covers us, that blood that protects us from danger seen and unseen. What can wash away all sin? Nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Stranded?